please state your full legal name for me?
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY-FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
We're having quite the rush hour this morning. This report sponsored by Aldi. And we'll start with northbound 35W from the Burnsville split up to the 494 strip. You're looking at a 19-minute drive, 16 more if your journey continues into downtown Minneapolis. The eastbound 494 strip of Madhouse, 212 over to 35W, set aside 25 minutes for that run. That wreck eastbound 94 at Franklin, long gone, but now we have some sort of drama on the right shoulder. Westbound 94 is between 280 and Franklin, so 15-20 minutes between the downtowns. And westbound 694 continues to jam at Highway 36 due to an earlier incident at White Bear Avenue. Aldi believes that everyone deserves to go all in on the flavors of fall. That's why they offer low prices on the season's favorites, like half pork loin, just $1.89 per pound. Aldi, simply smarter shopping. Our 5 Eyewitness News forecast, mostly cloudy, 60 today. It's 51 now.
I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk.
Tell me something good.
Okay, we'll tell you something good right away. Matthew Morrison and his wife welcomed their first child. That happened over the weekend.
Aww.
And yes, really cute little baby. And then Peter Dinklage and his wife welcomed their second child. He's from Game of Thrones.
Yay.
Yes, that's good. Now let's get into some terrible stuff.
Uh-oh.
We haven't talked about James Toback yet. He's been all over the place this weekend. Creepy director, writer. He has 38 accusers. He tried to lure them into meetings to become famous or work on projects. And he would just prowl around Manhattan looking for attractive young women, usually in their 20s, sometimes college students, or occasionally high schoolers. And he would, you know, drop names. He'd say, "Have you ever seen the movie Black and White or Two Girls and a Guy? My name's James Toback. I'm a movie director." He also has an Oscar nomination for writing the Warren Beatty movie Bugsy and directed Robert Downey Jr. 3 times. So he would just use that, and then he would do awful things that I don't even want to talk about on the radio
just
because
disgusting.
It's just disgusting, disgusting. Same kind of Harvey Weinstein stuff. So, what's good about this, the good thing is that all of this behavior is being exposed. And so now women will feel like they are empowered to speak out if something like this happens to them. That's what I hope comes out of this. And all of the creeps that are doing these things hopefully are shaking in their boots.
Yep.
Yep, the darkness will just come out and hopefully it will end.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of flashlights right now shining a light on the cockroaches in the couch.
You better scared.
And I hope they scurry.
Yes.
I hope they scurry and scurred, as Alexis would say.
You get scurred.
You're scurred, and now you better scurry, you cockroaches.
All right, Jay Leno says that he's thrilled that David Letterman got the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. He was honored this weekend. Even though they were rivals back in the day, he said, quote, "The one thing about Dave was, even when he was mean to me, it was funny, and that's all that matters."
Yeah.
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 Okay. I don't know
run
why.
Run out of the bank.
I know. His statement, Leno's statement, just drives me nuts. I don't know.
Because he said, even though he was mean to me, is that the part that you don't like?
I don't know. Poor Jay, I don't know.
I know.
I'm a Letterman guy, so admittedly, but it just, the statement's weird. It's just a weird statement.
It is a little weird. It's kind of like, feel sorry for me a little bit there. Cameron Diaz, she dropped her wallet outside of a restaurant in Beverly Hills, and a homeless woman found the wallet. She did not steal any money out of it or keep it. She actually turned it into the police.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
So nice. Now, there's no further report on this, whether or not Cameron Diaz gave her some money, but I'm hoping that she did. A reward for that.
Yeah.
Because that deserves anybody.
I'm sure she did. Cameron seems like a nice lady.
Absolutely. Shania Twain talked about gay rights in an interview with PrideSource.com. She feels that equality should be a no-brainer and believes in mutual respect for everyone.
Yes.
And we're thinking, you know, why is this a story? Well, in the country music world, it isn't easy to speak out about things like that. It's not as progressive as other industries. So I applaud her for speaking out about that. And then we have Corey Feldman. He was arrested for pot possession in Louisiana Saturday night. I guess he walks away with just a fine, and he was released without being booked. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's also one of the people
go to the
out
right
there
states to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, we're out of music again.
Yeah, all right. That's it. That's the dirt. And you can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
Greatest update ever.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Keep me updated, Dave.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
What do you want to feel? Let's just enjoy the thrill. I'll take over the wheel and give you the touch you're missing.
Welcome to the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Let's go to Sears and get some paint. I'm Jace with Lex.
Yeah.
And the one and only Don McLean. Don McLean. Thank you very much. Thank you, Don, for being here.
Thank you very much for being there.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming to work today, guys.
Thanks. Yes. Our boss, B. Arthur, says, thanks for doing your job. Congratulations.
Is she still gone?
Is she still gone?
I don't know.
Okay, turn off this music. Lex, I mean, you know, we have the flying broom detector.
Yeah, we do.
Turn it on,
Let's
Lex.
Turn it
Let's
on
see. Is she anywhere? Do you see her, Lex?
It's hard to determine. There's lots of smoke coming out the back.
Smoke?
Lots of smoke.
I don't see her either.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's in the metro. I don't see any brooms. I don't know. We can ask Kitty when Kitty. I called him a mix of Kenny and Kitty. Anyway,
I don't quite know what I just called him.
But Kenny. Anyway, we can ask Kenny when he comes in here for the next hit though. Oh, and by the way, this is a special edition of our show. It's really not. I just wanted to play that. It's just a normal edition of our show. But we do have even more mail. People, Dawn, you hit on something. People are really digging the conversation about this damn weighted pillow
thing. You got mail.
Yes. The weighted blanket.
And my friend, Lisa
Lacoursier.
I love her name.
Lisa Lacoursier.
Lisa writes to us, hey, dingbats, my friend MJ, I added that part, my friend MJ makes weighted blankets.
Oh.
So if we don't want to wait, because Alexis is going to make these in about 2 years for us.
Yeah.
If we don't want to wait, restfulwraps.org.
Yeah, get a professional
okay,
to do it.
Okay, let me see. Hold on a minute. I want to see these. Now, what the hell do they look like? I want to see if I'm interested. Oh, they come in. Oh, look at that. A variety of textures and patterns, Alexis.
Nice.
We have your plaids.
Ooh.
We have your florals, Lex. Ooh. We even have your kids collection there. No, that's nice. How much are these things? Hold on a minute. Let me get a plaid.
Oh, no.
Let's see how we're
okay, I'm gonna get a plaid.
I'm scared.
No, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Okay, I'm gonna buy a plaid one, Lex. Okay so the plaid medium is 110.
Yeah.
A shoulder wrap is 90, and then a weighted lap pad is 40.
Well, they are a lot of work.
Yes.
Basically, you're making a quilt.
Yeah.
Doubled, and little pockets.
Yeah, no wonder it's going to take you a couple years to make this for us.
Yeah, I mean, even when you said you would, I was like, well, you need to look into the time it takes to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a very busy woman.
That's why I'm
woman.
Giving myself, you know, 5 years to make
5 years to do it?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah. I don't blame you, girl. I don't blame you. So thanks, everybody. And thank you, Lisa
Lacoursier.
I love her name. Lisa
Lacoursier.
It is coming up on 810. Lex, this is the point of the show where we turn it over to you and we listen to your excitement about your Timberwolves.
Oh my gosh!
You're the
oh my gosh, you guys!
I know. Watch her whole voice just changed.
Yeah.
Did you see the last 4 seconds of the T-Wolves game last night?
Lex, come on. What do you think? I mean, come on. I love you, but what do you think, Lex?
Oh,
think
my really gosh.
We're watching Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Andrew Wiggins. It was so dramatic. It was a buzzer beater at the very, very end. So Carmelo Anthony, he plays for the Thunder, which is Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And he hit a two-pointer, which they were winning. The Thunder was winning 113 to 112.
Okay.
And then there was 4 seconds left. And then Carl Anthony Towns, who, you know, I love that guy. He does a little, like, fade thing to get Andrew Wiggins open. And then he takes a shot half court and makes a three-pointer. They win 115 to 113 in Oklahoma City.
Oh
my
yes.
gosh. That was so wild. We were listening on the radio going home.
Oh, it was your husband.
Oh, man.
How could he drive? How could your husband drive?
We had just saw the double rainbow. So, like, it was like the most magical night ever because we were driving, and then all of a sudden we hear that. And, you know, on the radio, I love listening to sports games on the radio because they have to paint a deeper picture because you're not seeing it, of course.
No.
And so, as they're describing what's happening, it just, we went wild in the car for sure. But wow, what a team this year.
So haters, back up, yo.
That's right.
That's right. Did he have fun when we talked? We're talking about the T-Wolves, if you just tuned in. Lex, did he have a blast? Because we talked to him before the game on Friday. Did he have a blast welcoming people into the renovated Target Center?
Of course. Yeah, at the home opener. Yeah, he came home. He actually, the next morning, he almost lost his voice.
Seriously?
He was screaming so much. Yeah, he really knows how to get the crowd going, and it, just like the entire action-packed team for the Timberwolves. I mean, they're the hype men and women of the team. So to see them kind of get everybody going, it jazzes the team up, and they play better.
They do.
And they did win. They won at home, too. So their home opener, which is great. And, you know, Ricky Rubio was there.
Oh, that's right. But he plays for a different team now.
Right. So that was a whole added kind of suspense and drama. And, wow. What a team. And a young team.
Yeah.
So
I need to get into the Target Center because I haven't been in there since the renovation. I want to see it. I want to see what it looks like.
Gorgeous. And Jimmy Butler, he's a new player for us, but he's so dynamic. He's really known for his tenacity and just really, he's just wonderful. He gets the crowd going as well. Well, him and Rubio got into it at the home opener. And I heard that he told the security at Target Center to not let Ricky Rubio into the locker room to say hi to his former teammates.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's
a little drama.
That's
because they got into it on the court there.
Oh, really?
That's But
wow.
Yeah,
it's like Real Housewives drama.
I know it kind of is, right?
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to go see.
And
I want
to
go
see
in.
The renovation in and of itself.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Yeah,
gorgeous.
No offense.
No,
I'm a little less excited about the game.
And they have better food too, Jace.
That's
gonna
what I'm
love the food
about.
And the drinks.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yep.
Coming up on 8:14. I got to be fair. Now I won't go too far into this because it's long and we have the dirt alert to do. But I told Alexis and Dawn, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be fair, Frank. Frank Fair.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I come back from a vacation, and all of you guys know this, I am cursed. Travel cursed, right, Lex? I am travel cursed. And I have no problem getting on the radio here and bitching and whining and moaning about Burke Airlines. And if you don't get that reference, think carefully and you'll get the reference. But anyway, so I have no problem getting on here and going, rah, 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 rah. So I think it's only fair that when they do a great job, Lex, I should trumpet them. And I'm trumpeting them because I had two basically smooth flights, even though the captain, and this is actually a compliment. The captain got on the intercom, Lex, at the on the way home yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is what he said. He went like this. He said,
Welcome aboard Delta Flight 6639, a nonstop service to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. The weather looks absolutely gorgeous in the Minneapolis area, but unfortunately.
Now, seeing right there, Lex, I'm drinking my vodka soda with the splash of cranberry and a lime.
Yep, and ordering another one with your other hand.
Thank you. The minute he said, unfortunately, I didn't even wait. I go, Julie. That was her name.
Server.
Julie. Server. I don't know why I said that. Server. What am I, an Applebee's? Julie. The captain just said, unfortunately, bring me another vodka.
Well, unfortunately, there is some bad weather going to the north, so we're going to have a bumpy ride.
I mean, he literally just laid it out that we were going to have a bumpy ride.
Oh, but no anxiety on the high?
But expert skills, here's a compliment. They navigated their way through the storm, and we had only about 30 seconds of bananas turbulence. Like, I felt like I was on a ride at Disney World, but I was shockingly okay with it.
Yeah.
And
great.
Also, so thank you to Burke Airlines. And I'm going to further point out one person, Julie, again, the flight attendant from Indianapolis to Minneapolis on the 625 last night. I don't know you. You are Minneapolis based. I do know that. You were the best flight attendant I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
and
awesome.
And Burke Airlines nice. Should be very proud to have her. She individually went to every person and thanked them for riding with her. They, you know, it was like, thank you for flying with us. Then she came to me. She goes, Mr. Matheson, thank you very much for flying with us. And her partner did that as well in the back of the plane. So it was wonderful. She was the nicest woman. So thank you, Burke Airlines. Thank you. There we go. 8:17. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Elizabeth Reese. Is she back, right? Yeah, she's back, right?
Yes. Yes.
And the Dirt Alert right after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Ah, blurg!
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex, producer and country superstar Dawn McClain, and now Elizabeth Reese is back with us with the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Happy weekend over. Yay! Sorry. Okay, we're into Monday. Good morning, guys.
Here.
It's
Hi,
nice
Elizabeth.
To be with you. I did text Alexis a picture of my daughter over the weekend. Alexis once made flower crowns on Twin Cities Live, and my daughter found hers in a drawer over the weekend. And wore it, Lex, everywhere. Wore it to Blue Door Pub.
Oh.
Got compliments by every server. Every person we ran into was like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. And she was beaming. So thank you. You made a 2.5-year-old's weekend.
Oh. You made my weekend. Thank you for the picture.
Oh,
what
she was.
Sweetie.
Oh, she was in her party hat. Boom. It was good. All right. Well, I do have to report, first of all, the worst kept secret in Super Bowl halftime history. Is anyone shocked by this?
No.
Surprise,
Justin
surprise.
Timberlake confirmed for the Super Bowl halftime show. I know, folks, we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And the NFL finally confirmed yesterday that yes, Justin Timberlake will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in Minneapolis. Last month, it was rumored that he was going to be there, but the NFL wouldn't confirm it. Pepsi, who sponsors it, wouldn't confirm it. But yes, he is going to be there. So, you know, Lori Barghini is going to be very mad. You can listen to her, I'm sure, today from 3 to 6 rant about it. She's not into it. And she is like a lot of other people who believe that if he gets to come back and perform at the Super Bowl, that Janet Jackson should get to perform as well.
Yeah. I agree with that, but do we know that she wants to?
I don't know if she wants to. Maybe she does. I mean, she had that baby and then she divorced her husband and maybe she's ready. It would be fantastic if she surprised showed up. I mean, that would be a really great thing because it takes two to participate in a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, yep, it does.
At least in that case. Not in all wardrobe malfunctions. That's not like a blanket statement, just that one.
It takes two of these babies.
Yeah, it does. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's been years. Maybe, you know, even if there is any hard feelings, maybe they've all kind of washed away with the passing of time. I think it'd be fun to see. There's a couple combos that would be fun to see as far as surprise appearances. You know, a little Brit action going up.
Oh, my
there,
gosh. How great would that be?
People would freak out. A little
Jessica Biel would freak out in a not so great way.
I know.
She's very secure.
I think she is, too. But I don't know if she wants to see that.
I don't know either. Performing with your ex-girlfriend. Maybe it's been so long. Yeah. I did like, I saw City Pages tweet out a headline over the weekend that said, the husband of Ely, Minnesota's Jessica Biel will perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. That was my favorite headline. I thought that was great.
Elizabeth, I don't mean to interrupt, but the Today Show just posted this.
What?
Do you have the Megyn Kelly thing on your list?
No, do it. Tell me right now. I've been looking at other stuff.
Listen to this.
No way. Is she out?
Megyn Kelly is open. I think she's opening her show up with this. You know, the whole Bill O'Reilly story from the New York Times.
Yes.
Fox News was going to renew his contract after they paid like a $24, $25 million settlement. $32 million. Mm-hmm. And that Mr. O'Reilly's claiming that no one ever complained. Listen to the... Now, I haven't heard this, everybody, but this is the Today Show just posted this, and they're calling it a Megyn Kelly exclusive show. Should we listen to it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, yeah. Let's listen to it.
...complained to human resources or legal about him. Maybe that is true. Fox News was not exactly a friendly environment for harassment victims who wanted to report, in my experience. However, O'Reilly's suggestion that no one ever complained about his behavior is false. I know because I complained. It was November of 2016, the day my memoir was released. In it, I included a chapter on Ailes and the sexual harassment scandal at Fox News, something the Murdochs knew I was doing and, to their credit, approved. O'Reilly happened to be on CBS News that morning. They asked him about my book and about Ailes, who by this time had been forced out in disgrace. O'Reilly's response?
I'm not that interested in this.
No?
No,
in
I mean, it's all
sexual harassment? You're not interested in sexual harassment?
I'm not interested in basically litigating something that is finished that makes my network look bad, okay? I'm not interested in making my network look bad at all. That doesn't interest me one bit.
Oh, man. Oh.
I did something that day I've never done before. I wrote an email to the co-presidents of Fox News, Bill Shine and Jack Abernathy. An email I have never made public, but I'm sharing now because I think it speaks volumes about powerful men and the roadblocks one can face in taking them on.
Whoa.
Boy, that's the must-see TV this morning.
But I didn't want to.
So that's going to be Megyn Kelly leading her show at 9 a.m.
That just popped about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Did your skin just goosebump like crazy?
I know. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I didn't mean to.
No, please do. Yeah. That Bill O'Reilly even saying that just makes my skin crawl.
It was so...
Well, you should see his body language.
Oh, yeah.
Really quick, because everyone on the show loves her. Girl, you got to look at that video because Bill O'Reilly, he was kind of throttling the table. Mm. And Nora O'Donnell looks at him like, back up, woman. Like, back up, man. Like, eyebrows raised like, you can pull that stuff on your network.
You will not pull that on this show. Yeah, don't come at my desk and act like that.
Priceless. Oh,
she's great.
Oh, I love Nora O'Donnell so much.
I adore her. She's the best in the business.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to see her face when he acted like that on her table. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, we got to watch for it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I leave you with some happy news?
Yes.
John Stamos and Caitlin McHugh are engaged. That's his girlfriend. Oh. And John Stamos announced it on social media. He said, I asked. She said yes. And we lived happily ever after. You know, ever since Rebecca Romijn left him, he's been in a state of misery. I hope that he can find his happiness and his joy and he gets back with his yogurt company. That's all.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Have a good day, sweetheart. You can watch Elizabeth today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when we come back, Alexis, Dawn, and I will sing the best of the Moody Blues when we return. Stay with us.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer?
coming up on 8:33. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything. Oh, my goodness. Alexis just ate that entire box of Captain Crunch. Thank you for being here, everybody.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm not, girl. I'm right with you.
But that's championship right there.
But I'm eating. Okay, now, Lex, you're still trying to make that word. Are you still trying to make that word
always
work?
Always. Okay, that was a good use for it, though, right?
What?
It is, I guess.
The championship?
Remember, she's trying to make championship a word.
Yep.
Like, that's championship. You know, like,
cool.
Wow, that joke was championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like swap a doozy. It's never going to happen.
Award-winning.
Well, at least championship is a real word.
That's all very
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Oh, I know you didn't.
Writing that down for a promo. We definitely need them to hear that.
I know you didn't. Dawn taking a shot at the Cobra.
So you guys, that was championship.
Yeah, girl, championship.
That
exactly.
That was a
another
championship
appropriate word.
Swipe at the Cobra. What the hell is a swap-a-doozy anyway?
Yep.
Anyway. Okay, I think we need to re-listen to this because broke. Don't you think, Lex?
I want to hear it again.
And we need to hear the whole thing. I cut it off because I didn't want to take poor Elizabeth's time. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so the Today Show just posted this. Megyn Kelly, obviously, if you're unfamiliar, she worked at Fox News for many, many years. And you know the story, the bombshell story that came out over the weekend about from the New York Times, the kind of the through line, the headline is that Fox News had settled a sexual harassment lawsuit with a woman for what did Elizabeth say, like $32 million?
Yeah.
And even after that, they were going to renew Mr. O'Reilly's contract. And in the defense of this, Mr. O'Reilly released a statement, and I'm paraphrasing, but one of the things that Mr. O'Reilly said was that no one ever complained about his behavior.
Mm.
Well, Megyn Kelly talks about that, so we're going to get just listen to this. This is her full statement that's this morning on her show, and she is just looking right into the camera. No fanciness, no nothing. Take a listen.
O'Reilly calls the Times reports a malicious smear, claiming that no woman in 20 years ever complained to human resources or legal about him. Maybe that is true. Fox News was not exactly a friendly environment for harassment victims who wanted to report, in my experience. However, O'Reilly's suggestion that no one ever complained about his behavior is false. I know because I complained. It was November of 2016, the day my memoir was released. In it, I included a chapter on Ailes and the sexual harassment scandal at Fox News, something the Murdochs knew I was doing and, to their credit, approved. O'Reilly happened to be on CBS News that morning. They asked him about my book and about Ailes, who by this time had been forced out in disgrace. O'Reilly's response
was this.
I'm not that interested in this.
No,
in I mean, it's
sexual harassment. You're not interested in sexual harassment.
I'm not interested in basically litigating something that is finished that makes my network look bad. OK, I'm not interested in making my network look bad at all. That doesn't interest me one bit.
I did something that day I've never done before. I wrote an email to the co-presidents of Fox News, Bill Shine and Jack Abernathy. An email I have never made public, but I'm sharing now because I think it speaks volumes about powerful men and the roadblocks one can face in taking them on. I wrote in part, perhaps he didn't realize the kind of message his criticism sends to young women across this country about how men continue to view the issue of speaking out about sexual harassment. Perhaps he didn't realize that his exact attitude of shaming women into shutting the hell up about harassment on grounds that it will disgrace the company is in part how Fox News got into the decade-long Ailes mess to begin with.
Oh.
Perhaps it's his own history of harassment of women, which has, as you both know, resulted in payouts to more than one woman, including recently, that blinded him to the folly of saying anything other than, I am just so sorry for the women of this company who never should have had to go through that. Bill Shine called me in response to my email, promising to deal with O'Reilly. By 8 p.m. that night, O'Reilly had apparently been dealt with. And by that, I mean he was permitted, with management's advance notice and blessing, to go on the air and attack the company's harassment victims yet again.
If somebody is paying you a wage, you owe that person or company allegiance. If you don't like what's happening in the workplace, go to human resources or leave. I've done that. And then take the action you need to take afterward if you feel aggrieved. There are labor laws in this country. But don't run down the concern that supports you by trying to undermine it.
No.
This is not unique to Fox News. Women everywhere are used to being dismissed, ignored, or attacked when raising complaints about men in authority positions. They stay silent so often out of fear. Fear of ending their careers, fear of lawyers, yes. And often fear of public shaming, including through the media. At Fox News, the media relations chief, Irina Briganti, is known for her vindictiveness. To this day, she pushes negative articles on certain Ailes accusers, like the one you are looking at right now.
Ooh.
It gives me no pleasure to report such news about my former employer, which has absolutely made some reforms since all of this went down. But this must stop. The abuse of women, the shaming of them, the threatening, the retaliation, the silencing of them after the fact. It has to stop.
Megyn Kelly on her show today. Just, wow.
Oh, my. Every, just goosebumps all over.
My stomach hurts.
Wow.
My stomach hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I just, and the bit about, and I should note, Mr. Bill Shine, she talked about the reforms. Mr. You may have read in the trades about 6, 7, 8 months ago. Bill Shine is no longer with Fox News. Mr. Abernathy still is. But to hear her say that she emailed and then the reply was, we'll deal with it. And then that's what O'Reilly did that night on his show. Can you imagine what Megyn Kelly watching that show felt like?
Mm.
I mean, just that's what I was thinking about. You're being told that it's going to be dealt with, and then that freaking night.
You feel dismissed.
Yes. Like, publicly. Like, dude is on his show. Like, brushing it off, going, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. If you want, go leave or go to human resource. How unbelievably, disgustingly dismissive of the women. Again, what have we been saying? Everyone's been saying, tidal wave. This is the Harvey Weinstein thing is just, this is the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. It's like a tidal wave.
We all know, you know, as we were listening to earlier, Matt Damon and George Clooney respond, you know, that they didn't really know or that they heard rumors, but they didn't want, you know, personal stuff to get involved. And some of it was hearsay. We've all been there, right? We've all heard these stories. And you do, there's a little guilt in me where I feel like, wow, should I have said something? What would have happened? What could happen? Yeah. How much has happened in between then and now? And
Dawn, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like this is when Megyn Kelly is at her best, you know?
Yes.
It's like, I wish I could, I can't wait to watch her, because hearing the audio, it does sound a little scripted, but she's so...
This isn't a crack. I don't mean to interrupt you. This isn't a crack, but I've made this criticism about her. So again, to be fair, I will tell you, and I'm not trying to be snarky here, when you watch her, and I'm glad that you said that, I encourage you guys to either watch the clip, it's up right now on the Today Show Facebook page, or watch her show, because this is one of the more real moments that I've seen of Megan since she launched her show. And okay. I mean that. I'm really not trying to be snarky.
And I shouldn't be even discussing that. It's just something that came into my head. You know?
No, it's a real... Yeah. I mean,
she probably had to really think about how she was going to say it. I'm sure she wrote it out in advance.
Absolutely. Because it has to be looked over when you're naming names. I'm sure NBC corporate had to make, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just for litigation purposes. I mean, you know, so anyway, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a mess.
He's so, it was just the arrogance coming from him, too. That's just, it's so gross. And I'm glad that all of this has come out because, you know, people can now not feel ashamed or scared to come forward, hopefully.
And again, nothing's funny about this, but something that you just, I said it during the Dirt Alert, when you watch the clip from the Today Show, look at the face of Norah O'Donnell when Bill O'Reilly's like, I'm not interested in doing anything that makes my company look bad. And when Norah's like, oh, you're not interested in sexual harassment? The look on Norah O'Donnell's face is worth $14 billion. Her eyebrows are raised like, dude, are you really saying this? Like, are you get a clue? Oh, I love Norah O'Donnell. Oh, my goodness. 8:43. We got to take a break. We'll be back after this. To memorize the way you shock me. The way you move it. Just want to feel it from you. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Why is Alexis sledding in the nude?
Because it's fun and freeing.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. Just checking.
Yep.
Just checking.
Can you imagine, Dawn?
Can you imagine us?
My nibbly bits would
down.
Be like raisins. Ooh.
I would wait until the snow comes. So
Yeah, that too. Has Pharrell ever done the halftime show?
Pharrell. I don't know. Has he?
He should, if not. Now I could get jazzed about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get on that.
Okay, yeah. Let's get him. I mean, like this. He has so many great songs and great collaborations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so fun.
Speaking of collaborating, we're going to collaborate right now with Dawn McClain because Dawn has a fabulous showcase.
Oh, I do.
A prize. Ooh. One prize, actually. Yes. What are we giving away now?
It's a 4-pack of tickets to the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique at U.S. Bank Stadium November 10th through 12th.
Ooh.
See the latest in holiday fashion, jewelry, accessories, decor, food, beverages, seasonal services, and entertainment. Alexis will be out in the DIY area on November 10th.
Who is that?
That's right, Crafty Biatches.
And the Shop Girls will be live on November 11th.
Who's going to be there, Dawn?
Alexis Kabubowicz Thompson.
And the Shop Girls.
That's right. What's our number, Lex? Where do people call?
651-641-1071. A fun event. Jace, you went last year.
I did go last
year. Yes, at U.S. Bank Stadium. If you haven't checked out the beautiful stadium yet, but so many cool things to get your holiday shopping done, and we'll DIY together.
651-641-1071. Give Dawn McClain a call right now. She's looking for caller number 7. Yeah, very good, very good. I love our 70s Price is Right music.
It's very
there.
Nice.
It's very, very, very nice. You know, what's wrong?
It's funny. I like it. It's very good, very nice.
You know what I want to hear? I'm just kind of in a mood right now. I want to hear a little She-Ra, because I just need female empowerment. So let's...
Yeah. She-Ra.
I am Adora, He-Man's twin sister. And defender of the Crystal Castle.
Okay, Lex, here's where she's going to introduce her steed. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready for Spirit.
This is Spirit, my beloved steed.
That's right.
Fabulous secrets were revealed to me the day I held aloft my sword and said, for the honor of Grayskull!
So good. Oh. I needed that female empowerment right there. Anyhoodly, speaking of female empowerment, do we have her? Is she here? Is she in the
room?
Good day,
good day.
She is in there. Ladies and gentlemen, cue the music. It is Marley Bigelow. Earthquake McMillan.
Ooh, I like that.
What's
Earthquake or Earthquake?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. I like that.
He says quick, but
I am causing this feeling with my power.
Biggs, how you doing, Biggs?
Jason,
really
can
hungry?
Hear you over the earthquake.
I can't
adjust those volumes when I'm talking to people on the phone.
Whatever. We're having an earthquake over here. Leave us alone.
Whatever.
Biggs, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm just a Toys R Us kid, you know. That's all.
That's right.
There's lots of toys and Toys R Us you can play with.
From toys to games to video games.
Wow,
this is Toy Story. There is.
I
don't want to grow up.
Okay.
Because maybe if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. More toys, more joy, more boys. I don't know.
Yeah, baby.
You
sound like Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen when they do that singing thing on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Thank you.
Also, I like those songs this morning. I like She-Ra. I needed that female empowerment as well.
Did you love that?
I do love that. Thank you.
Did you like her steed?
I did like her steed. And it reminded me of something that you guys used to play as well. What was the, I think this is totally unrelated, but who was it that had the something named Burrito?
Oh, yeah. That's a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Cafe Olay.
We found it unnecessarily racist. It's like, you couldn't name the Latino pet anything else but burrito.
Strawberry shortcake with custards on the way. Two joint-free dolls who have come here to stay.
Hi, Almond Tea with Mother Panda. Meet my tulip with marshmallows. And Cafe Olay with burrito.
Cafe
Olé, and her pet has to be Burrito?
Burrito.
Just name it Chalupa, for heaven's sake.
I have that, I'm almost sure, in a Ziploc somewhere, because I have all the strawberry shortcake dolls, and they still smell. That was sort of at the end of the line, so they were running out of ideas, I think.
Obviously.
Asian, of course, had a panda, so of course we want Mars a panda.
Mars a panda.
Yeah, of course.
What, Marley?
I was going to say, Jace, you saw my grandma over the weekend at Chuck and Don's.
What?
I did.
What?
Very the lead, right?
Yeah. How was grandma?
She was great. She was excited to see you, Jace.
Yeah, I was excited to see her. On that lovely note, that's going to do it for us.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Stay tuned for Don and Marley. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Consciousness isn't a journey upward, but a journey inward. Not a pyramid, but a maze.
Entertainment.